The International Energy Agency describes a US supply shock rippling through world oil markets. John Mitchell is an oil market analyst at the Policy Institute Chatham House in London.
The key to it is the resurgence of shale development oil in the United States. It has been building up over some years, but only in the last 3 years has it reached big proportions.
Shale oil and gas is extracted using pressurized fluid to blast the product out from the rock, a process known as hydraulic fracturing or fracking. Some US states and European countries have banned the practice over fears that it may cause pollution and even earthquakes. Despite the controversy, the technology will help the United States become largely self-sufficient in oil by 2035, according to the IEA. U.S. gas production is expected to overtake Russia. John Mitchell believes the concept of energy security will soon no longer dictate U.S. foreign policy.
Will the Middle East still be so dependent on U.S. military support? And actually, the answer is probably yes. But maybe the US doesn't have quite the same interest in that as it did before.
A more energy self-sufficient US could have dramatic implications for Middle East politics. Christopher Davidson of Britain's University of Durham wrote the book After the Sheikhs, The Coming Collapse of the Gulf Monarchies.
What we're also likely to see is the US start to hedge its positions a bit better on the Gulf Monarchies.
In Bahrain, a Gulf ally of the US, an Arab Spring-type revolt has erupted periodically since 2011. Davidson says many oil-rich Gulf monarchies are trying to pacify their populations with government handouts to prevent those revolts. But falling receipts from oil exports could trigger political upheaval.
Within just a couple of years, we'll have public spending deficits in most of the Gulf monarchies. At the same time, we're also seeing the demonstration effect of the Arab Spring in Syria and North Africa starting to embolden the people of these countries. They're no longer willing to tolerate autocracy.
Davidson says over the coming decades, the Gulf states will increasingly gear their oil exports eastward.
However, what's missing is the security relationship that the Western powers have historically provided to the Gulf. The Gulf states know, and I suspect are bluffing, that China and the Pacific Asian states cannot replace the West as this ultimate security guarantor.
Analysts say the oil boom will give the US economy a competitive advantage, with cheap energy supplies no longer vulnerable to global geopolitics. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.